You're listening to WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Recently, there's been a lot of talk about timeliness of Amtrak trains. We're going to spend a little time talking about that with Carbondale's Mayor Mike Henry. Also in studio with us today, Ronnie LaForge, the city's new public information officer. Thank you both for coming in. I appreciate it.
Oh, good morning.
Thank you for having us.
Mayor, you have said some things about, you know, the reports that particularly the route that includes Carbondale, whether it's from New Orleans to Chicago or specifically from Carbondale to Chicago, it runs late.
Sometimes. Oh, it does. It's consistently late, actually. And this is something that in our trips to Washington, D.C. with Southern Health Care and the university and the city in the last 2 years, we've talked with Senator Durbin about it, Senator Duckworth, and Department of Transportation out there, and they understand it. Just recently, Senator Durbin has introduced some legislation that would allow Amtrak to sue Canadian National, who's the owner of the tracks, for affecting their on-time performance.
How important is that train and the routes that come through or to Carbondale?
Well, you know, it's important to our entire region down here. It's a quick, efficient way to get to St. Louis, not always so quick, but it's better than driving usually, and the train will be faster than that. And parking in Chicago can be $50 to $75 a day. And, of course, you fight the traffic. So lots of people, especially business folks, like to just take that train up there, get off, do their business, and pop right back down. And so but that on-time performance is, excuse me, is really critical to that kind of activity.
And, of course, we know a lot of students.
Plus our college students. Sure. A third of our students are from the Chicago area. And if you want to see the effects there and also why we need a new train station, go out there on Friday afternoons and evenings, and it could be pouring rain, and that station will not accommodate all those students inside. They're having to stand in the rain and wait for the train. So we'll have that problem cured in 2 years.
Sure. We recently announced that grant was awarded, and so work will begin soon on that new, what's being called a multimodal transportation center.
Multimodal, and, you know, my dream has always been to have a daycare center in there, because the two biggest inhibitors to folks entering the labor market are daycare and transportation, and this is going to be a hub for the buses and all other kinds of transit as well as the trains. So it'll be great for all of Southern Illinois.
Sure. One of the other things that's been going on, the city opened its warming center over the weekend.
Yes, it did.
Ronnie, a little bit about, there's a new location for it because of increased need, I assume.
Yeah, increased need. Last year there was a temporary location and they could only house 9 people a night, and now they can house up to 20 people every night, and that's, you know, men, women, and families, children is included. And it's a really, it used to be a dorm, and it's just set up perfectly for a warming center, and it's open every night from now until it's no longer cold, and people don't need that location anymore from 8 p.m. until 8 a.m.
Do people need to contact the city before they use that service, or can they just show
up? They can just show up. It's at 608 East College Street.
Sure, sure. You can get more information on the warming center and more at explorecarbondale.com. Lots of stuff going on. It's that busy time of year. I know the Lights Fantastic Parade is this weekend. What else is happening within the city?
So on Wednesday, so tomorrow, we're going to have the third annual tree lighting ceremony downtown. That's going to be at 5 o'clock at the Town Square Pavilion. There will be hot chocolate and cookies, and the tree will be lit every night at 5 o'clock through the holiday season, and the mayor is going to be there, and he's going to light the tree this year like he has in years past. So that's just one thing going on. I was warned whenever I took this position, the first week of December, it's going to be your busiest. So I came in just at the right time, because on Saturday, that is the 29th annual Lights Fantastic Parade. That's Saturday, December 7th, and it starts right at 6 o'clock. The roads will close at 5, so you want to make sure that you get downtown early. There will be shuttles running, though, every 15 minutes from the University Mall and Myrdal Shopping Center from 4 to 6, and then after the parade's over, those shuttles will be taking people back to their cars.
This is one of the many events that brings people not just within the city of Carbondale, but across the region. I know, Mr. Mayor, you've spent some time trying to draw more people in. This is one of the success stories, I would assume.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. It's been a great success story, and we, right after I was elected, we started with the mayor and his wife and the Chancellor of SIU and those folks. We put together a tram, which the automotive students put heaters in it and put lights in it for us. And we've been riding in the parade together to show our solidarity and commitment to what's good for Carbondale. So one thing I want to point out, it's been over nearly 20 years, but as you're downtown and you're on Illinois Avenue, look up at the north end of City Hall and you're going to see a choo-choo train up on the building, a big one, that our public works people made it their own off-duty project to rehabilitate that and replace lights with LEDs, and it's a really neat thing. I remember it from way back then. I saw it for the first time yesterday up on the building.
So. Celebration of the holidays. And again, you can get more information on this and more at explorecarbondale.com. Mayor Henry, Ronnie, thanks so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller.